A big state with lots of voters from very different worlds. Florida's political stew and the Republican primary. A simmering broth on this Friday, January 27th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. Celeste is out today. She'll be back next week. We got some voters commenting on the slugfest in Florida as the GOP campaign ramps up for next Tuesday's vote, speaking English as a requirement for running for office in Arizona, and a discussion of high tech and higher ed. You're talking about that English story out of Arizona. David from Massachusetts posted this to our Facebook page. Es necesario hablar inglés en los Estados Unidos. Bit of a mixed message there. More on that later this hour. Tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check the morning's top headlines. Four Republicans left in the race for president, but it was mostly a two-man show in Florida last night. Emphasis on fight. In last night's debate in Jacksonville, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich went on the attack on issues like immigration.
We as a nation, we're not going to walk in there and grab a grandmother out and then kick them out. We're not going to, and I think you have to be realistic in your indignation. I want to control the border. I want English to be the official language of government. I want us to have a lot of changes.
Says Newt Gingrich, and Mitt Romney shot back.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not anti-immigrant. My father was born in Mexico. My wife's father was born in Wales. They came to this country. The idea that I'm anti-immigrant is repulsive.
At least one candidate plans to avoid the fray. Rick Santorum says he's still in the race but is exhausted, will stop campaigning in Florida and go home to do his taxes. Florida voters head to the polls on Tuesday. President Obama is far from Florida, up in Michigan, to wrap up a three-day tour to promote his economic agenda. He's at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, unveiling a plan on how to tackle the rising cost of college, making it more affordable by reducing tax support for higher education, unless colleges and universities reduce their tuition requirements. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she plans to step down if President Obama is reelected in 2012. She told State Department staffers that two decades of public service is enough as First Lady, Senator from New York, and now Secretary of State. She'd stay on just long enough to have a replacement named in the second term of an Obama administration. In Baghdad, dozens are dead after a suicide bomber detonated a car filled with explosives near a funeral procession in a Shiite neighborhood. The funeral was for a person killed the day before in unrest. Tens of thousands of Egyptians are gathered in Cairo's Tahrir Square to mark the first anniversary of the Friday of Rage. Government forces battled protesters who streamed into the square a year ago, killing and wounding hundreds. That day ended with the collapse of then-President Mubarak's security forces. The owners of the Costa Concordia, the cruise ship that capsized off the Italian coast, the owners say they will compensate passengers over $14,000 per passenger for their lost baggage and psychological trauma from the accident. That's in addition to covering the cost of the cruise, the travel, and the medical expenses. Some American Express customers got some unexpected mail, a brochure inviting people to, quote, immerse themselves in a truly European experience on the Costa Concordia. An Amex representative told a Washington Post blogger that it takes 6 to 8 weeks for brochures to reach mailboxes, and it was too late to pull that particular mailing. Prices for that 7-day cruise advertised started at $749. Asian markets up. European indices are mixed this morning. Wall Street futures are up. The Dow starts at 12,734. The S&P begins at 1,318. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,805. We'll talk a little later this morning about your reaction to a story out of Arizona, where a candidate for city council was taken off the ballot because she speaks Spanish fluently, but her English is not so good. Here's what you have to say, kind of like mine. Lyndon from Oklahoma posted to our Facebook page, as long as they can effectively communicate, it shouldn't matter. There are lots of people in higher political offices who don't speak perfect English. Coming up, it's 5 days until Florida's GOP primary. Anna Sale from itsafreecountry.org has been in the thick of things. She joins us next and will give us a sense of what voters are thinking in a state that is full of diversity from north to south, east and west.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.